We are now in the final hour of this Tuesday edition. I'm going to recap some of the top stories, get to much news I haven't covered yet. But first, I want to continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to John in West Virginia. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? I listen to you every day. I love you all.
We love you too, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I mean, we got to talking about this. You know, I joined the military back in 91, and on the cover of our training manual was a big globe, and it said global reach, global power. And, you know, I really didn't think about that much until I started listening to you all. I mean, you know, look, I try to drill this into my friends' heads, and then, you know, also, like last night you were talking, you know, get off your butts and do something, you know, and I was telling my buddy, you know, because Ray Hall, our puppet in office up here, him and Rockefeller, signed this bill for $6.5 million to get from Homeland Security, and I was trying to explain what that meant to my friends. I said 80% is supposed to go to local sheriffs and other entities like that, and 20% is supposed to go for the compulsory service, and then FEMA gets $100,000. So I called his office to ask him about why does he keep voting against the American people, and the only thing that I got from them was, would you like to leave a message? You know, so I think we're going to go up and, protest and be considered terrorists of the world.
Well, look, they're trying to say all protest is terrorism when all our veterans supposedly fought and died for, was that right, to create a chilling effect, saying you're not allowed to protest. Now, we're about to have the Federal Reserve not just get unlimited money, but run everything. And the feds are federalizing all the states with this water bill, saying not just the water, but everything surrounding it. They admit total takeover, just unspeakable level. They have to try to intimidate us so they can grab their ill-gotten gains. They are the criminals. They are the bad people. They are illegitimate. We are in the right. That's why they're hiring thugs and scum and control freaks. And I don't see it working, and I appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, John. William in Texas. William, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Alex? Pleasure
Good.
To talk to the man who knows the truth.
Well, I try. What's on your mind?
Well, I have several things I needed to tell you. First of all, in regards to Mr. Piazza, I think his front sight program is absolutely astounding. I think it's something everybody should do. And I say that because I'm retired from Texas Parks and Wildlife, where we offer a hunter safety course, and I think that's important for people to do as well.
Absolutely. I have promoted those, and I've promoted all sorts of Appleseed Group. I mean, whatever you do, they phased out a lot of the YMCA and Boy Scout shooting, unfortunately, but we need to get that culture back.
Oh, absolutely. I thoroughly agree. And if nothing else, you know, they learn the do's and don'ts about a firearm. And the next thing is in regards to the 9/11 event, I have been watching world events and scripture and things like this for several years. I became very interested the morning that happened, and knew that there was a lot more to it than was just meeting the eye. And along with your info that you've put out and some of the videos I've seen and information I've been able to gather, I thought, well, you know, I really wanted to get to the bottom of some of this. There's a very good friend of mine I've known all my life. He is an executive with American Airlines. I quizzed him about this, and it was basically on the airliners supposedly lost that day. And he told me there were no airliners lost that day out of their fleet.
No, absolutely. In fact, I got Jason Burmes coming up. We'll just do this now with Jason Burmes. I'm just going to have him because he brought this news to my attention. In fact, I've got the article right here somewhere in my stack. But stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. After this break, William, and we'll go to Julio, MHL, Garrett, Uni, and others. Everybody stay with us. Open phones in the final hour. PrisonPlanet.tv. We are simulcasting the radio show right now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I was going to get into a bunch of huge new 9/11 developments just today. And there's developments like this every day or two now, tens of thousands of them in triplicate, total black op attack. There is no way to deny it. Hijackers trained at bases, embassies told they were CIA, let them in with security clearances, trained at bases, heads of defense language school going public saying it's an inside job. These guys were U.S. spies. I mean, on and on, drills of the same buildings being attacked, the buildings being blown up, the firefighters saying it was molten steel, blasted off, thermite found, confirmed, the government's own reports, the sulfidation, the thermite, didn't know why it was there. I mean, but it's so big, they know we can never admit it publicly because it would bring the whole system down. People just, it's too scary. The government did it. Well, yeah, and they bombed Dresden and killed 500,000 Germans in one night. They bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They gave, they sterilized half the Native Americans in the country. This is in the 70s. I have mainstream news, London Telegraph, where they go sterilize women in Africa when they go in to think they're getting a medical checkup. They just chlorophylia and get in there and cut the tubes, baby. I mean, this is how they roll. And they're doing it to you. They took your blood at birth 36 years ago. Everybody born with 36 years, anywhere in the Western world, global program, you go in a illegal DNA database. I told you that 12 years ago. Now it's front page of the Awesome American Statesman going, yeah, they secretly took your blood because you wouldn't get it, but it's for your own good, and the Genome Project's got it, and it is related to brace-specific bioweapon development, but hey, we got to kill you. I mean, you know, and the cops love it. They're injecting their kids, too, drinking fluoride. Oh, God, I love dying. I love the government. Hail the government. I mean, it just makes me sick that we put up with this crap, all of us together, thinking we're fighting with each other. I want to go back. I'm sorry. I got a little upset there. I want to go back to William in Texas. William, you're saying you were calling in about the firearms issue, saying you were a retired Texas Parks and Wildlife. shooting safety course, which is a shooting course, really good. When you went into your buddy, executive of American Airlines, I've had FAA people talk to me. I've had American Airlines. I've had other company people tell me. But it's on record that all four flights were at 25% exact occupancy apiece on a day where the East Coast was 89% occupancy, that they even had that average. Magically, these guys have been all these flights doing drills like they were going to take over, with James Woods reporting it, going to the FBI with the captain, saying, we think these guys are hijackers. The FBI said, shut up or we'll arrest you. Don't tell anybody. These were operatives. We have it in triplicate. But we've got new developments today, but you're saying, this is hearsay, but it's an interesting story, anecdotal. Tell folks, specifically your friend, an executive of American Airlines, explaining, none of our fleet's missing.
Well, I knew there was something not quite right with this from the very beginning, and that, I guess that's what got my curiosity up. And when I found out through the news, you know, that there were American Airlines aircraft involved, then I knew I could get to the bottom of it, because this guy's like my brother. He wouldn't lie to me, and he didn't. And he specifically said, no, we didn't lose any airliners that day. Now, along with that, my brother was an executive with Delta Airlines for 13 years. And one thing a lot of these executives do is they know people in other airlines. And so I quizzed my brother about this, and he knew some higher-ups in the United Airlines, and they did not lose an aircraft that day either.
Well, let me explain. They have the NASA facility switching planes. When you read the declassified Northwoods plan, it's how they paint up one plane like another, have CIA and government people. Notice how most of them were government. They were staging their deaths to be part of the hoax. They get on the plane. It takes off, goes one place. Then the drone goes another. But go ahead.
Well, the next thing that I got really curious about is a passenger manifest. And as far as we can tell, and everything these guys, my brother and my friend at American, has told me is that, you know, they don't have any records of that. So, you know, this sounds like a real elaborate.
No, that's Associated Press, too. They, the first passenger list weren't right. The new ones came out. Then the hijackers weren't on the list. There were other names. Then they were. There's all sorts of chicanery going on. Anything else?
Well, one other thing, Alex, is very, very important, and I'm a cancer survivor. I have been through six surgeries, chemo and radiation, only to be sent home and given 6 months to live. I have now made 16 years since my last chemo treatment due to studying and researching human immunology and health and nutrition. And there's one thing that I would like to point out, that this is very, very accurate. I work with a lot of people with health problems, especially more cancer patients than anything.
pH?
I beg your pardon?
pH?
That has a lot to do with it, yes. There is one thing in particular, the raw, unfiltered, organic apple cider vinegar is the key thing in this, and the reason being is there are over 55,000 negative fungus in the world, and all 931 diseases cannot live in this raw vinegar once it's present in your body on a constant basis. And we take people, just like I was, that are sent home to die from cancer centers and cancer doctors, and we turn them around in just a few months by putting them on a particular program. It's real simple. It's a year's supply that's cheaper than going to the doctor one time. But it works every time. We have yet to see it not work.
Amazing. Send me the information or write an article for us. We can't make claims, but you can tell folks your experience. Writers@Infowars.com. Write that up. I want to make sure Kurt and Paul and everybody are checking these and getting them posted. Writers@Infowars.com. Kind of have an op-ed piece. Thank you so much, sir. Jason, we've got multiple developments. You know, when we see this headline at Infowars.com, 911 FEMA videographer at Ground Zero goes public. And he's on record, he was there and has the video to prove it. But it's not just him, it's all these other firemen and police and medics I've talked to and interviewed and police officers that saw them saying, get back, we're going to blow the building up. Then the CNN footage services, people where the cops are saying, get back, we're going to blow it up. And there's our witness on the side. You know, years after they're telling us these stories, there's the video. People go, oh, that was actually on CNN that day. So we're proven right on that. The firemen saying there were bombs going off, Barry Jennings saying that mysteriously dying, all of this going on. And then we had the firefighters who found the black boxes, put them on four-wheelers. The feds said, you never saw that. That's in Philadelphia Daily News. That's in...
Whole book about it.
Yeah, Associated Press. Yeah, we've talked to them. The majority of victims' families believe it's an inside job. We've had them on. So we've had the heads of the biggest groups on saying the majority believe that. So it isn't just one piece here, one piece there. The truth is coming out. Burmese, tell us about these latest developments, including these planes all being mothballed until the special day.
Yeah, it seems that due to an FOIA request by Aiden Monaghan, he does more FOIAs than I've ever seen anybody. He gets a lot of great developments. You can see the actual documents the U.S. Department of Transportation sent back to him, and they are now claiming that the four aircraft that were used on 9/11 had not been used since December of 2000. So that means a nine-month window between
planes
actually being used. And that doesn't seem to coincide with what they put on the Internet. There's a separate Internet regulation list where these planes were scheduled to fly on September 10th.
And there's the department, and there's the Department of Transportation's internal document with all the information. But the issue here is, notice, right when Bush gets in, they decide to go with the operation, and that's when they go into mothball and start preparing them, exactly as the Northwoods plan called for, exactly how we document in martial law. They could have had two different programs going on simultaneously. Continue, Burmes.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought this was, something we had to report on. Obviously, the insinuation here is that they may have been fitted with Global Hawk technology if it wasn't already present. We knew Global Hawk technology. You covered that in Masters of Terror and Road to Tyranny.
Well, remember Bush, a day after the attack, he's in New York, and he's given a speech, and he says, we've got systems for remote control where this won't happen anymore. And the person behind him grabs him by the arm and says, stop it!
Yeah.
And he goes, we got to find that video. I saw it live on TV. Since the 60s, they've had big jumbo jets taking off and landing, flying from California to Australia.
Well, if you listen to the Northwoods plan, I mean,
Joe Kennedy Jr. died, the firstborn.
Yes.
He died remote controlling. He had a chase plane in I think it was a P-38 Lightning, chasing another B-17 loaded with explosives as a cruise missile.
Mm-hmm.
The Germans weren't the only ones that had these, the V-1s, V-6s. Point is, they've had remote control aircraft since World War II.
Oh, by far. And like I said, read the Northwoods document. Like you said, these people...
They say remote control.
Well, they say U.S. military on what seems to be a commercial flight. They put that flight in the air. Then they have another flight the same way, painted up. That's remote control. Then the remote control doesn't stop there. They are also going to remote control a painted up Russian MiG fighter. And that remote controlled aircraft is the one that shoots down the other remote controlled aircraft. Wait, it's even crazier, folks. Read the documents. Then somebody else is going to drop debris over a field while a drill is taking place. So the people taking part in the drill see the debris over the field, and they believe it's a real attack. That's how elaborate and compartmentalized that plan was.
And to have Marines attack U.S. Army bases and blame it on the Russians. Now, stopping there, let's remember Hitler did this. The British constantly did this for 300 years. It's called false flag. Now, in West Point training for higher-level officers, for people that are taking that training to try to go for that later in life, In the strategic operation, there is pawn sacrifice or even higher peace sacrifice. And it's a classic thing going back to Alexander the Great. You'll deploy a smaller group knowing they're going to get overwhelmed and killed. And you do that to draw the enemy out, not being able to resist crushing that smaller force. Now you can have your troops come up over both the hills and encircle the enemy with your main force. There's many different variants of this where you'll say, kill 10,000 of our soldiers, use them as bait. It's just standard military ops. So they said, look, we're going to have to kill a lot of Americans. It's what we need to do for our empire. And they just did it. And this is how it's done. And then it got released 2 years ago. Rumsfeld, with the top generals, the retired generals who were lying and saying they weren't on Pentagon payroll, and turned out they were, the advice for all the news channels that are basically CIA run, going, you know, Rumsfeld, minus a major terror attack, 9/11 sure helped us. We need another one. And they go, yeah, I know what you mean. We need that, don't we? They almost say they did it on tape. I mean, they're just enjoying themselves because it's a religion of not caring about you. It's a control freak's religion of, we're going to put sodium fluoride in the people, and they're going to be retarded and not be able to face us down. we're going to shoot your kids up with brain-damaging chemicals. It's all a big enjoyment. Ah, look at the cattle. They can't figure it out. Look at the cattle. They can't resist us even as we kill them. So you're pawns to them. Your whole life, your whole family, what's taught at West Point is how to sacrifice troops to draw in the enemy. So it's standard military procedure. And for the grunts out there, they don't care about you either.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
All right, I want to finish up with this 9/11 news. We're going to come back in the next long segment, take your calls and cover news. Okay, Jason Burmis, We've gotten into the fact that the Transportation Administration admits, oh, these planes, all four, two different airlines, magically had been mothballed at the same time and then rolled out together and then only had 25% occupancy exactly. And then the list later didn't match the list of people that got on the plane. And you've got these Arabs that the CIA ordered let into the country and that were trained at military bases on record, but then no one wants to discuss that. Let's just give up all our rights because Al-Qaeda hit us and the government loves us. And let's, again, take lots of injections.
Yeah, and no one's supposed to discuss the fact that these four planes that were allegedly hijacked didn't emit a hijacking code, yet the other quote-unquote hijackings that went on that day that are exposed by the FBI's own Team 8 report. See, a lot of people don't know that there's a bunch of sub-reports that go into the 9/11 Commission report, and you can now download those in PDF form, and they'll tell you about the other hijackings that I cover in Fabled Enemies. Those ones did emit hijack signals, Alex, but magically the four that were hijacked that day weren't. Oh, yeah.
Now, those were the decoys to distract, and for those that don't know, they admit that four doomsday planes were over New York and D.C. and shadowing the attack drones, and then it's admitted it's the doomsday black op planes running the attack. The shadow government attacked us to then have the pretext to bring NORTHCOM out, to bring out the army brigades, to bring in the federalization grid, so the bankers could then take over the country, implode the economy, and bring in world dictatorship. Excellent terror attack, launched by the Pentagon, well done.
And, you know, that gentleman who was on the line before talking about American Airlines and United not losing a plane, well, it is interesting. If you actually sit down and listen to the NORAD tapes instead of just, you know, relying on what the mainstream media and the liars told you at the 9/11 Commission, we actually have a commissioner now writing a book saying everything that NORAD said was a lie. I think Philip Shannon is the one that did that.
But we're almost out of time. No, 9/11's like they said, Berman. Yeah. Everything's fine.
I just want to say they were chasing Flight 11 for 40 minutes after it hit the tower.
Ah, it doesn't exist. The government's fine.
All right, this FEMA guy comes out, right? He was there the day of. He had restricted access. What does he say was his first red flag? Yeah, well, it was really odd how FEMA already had their command center set up the day before, and they were on the scene.
And then they got caught about that in testimony, then lied, and then later had to admit, okay, we were doing a drill for Tripod 2 for terror attacks and anthrax attacks, so we moved the command center out of the CIA Building 7 to the end of the pier.
Yeah.
So it turns out they lied. They were there beforehand.
And this
but that's fine. Again, no big deal. The government cares about you. Take the vaccines.
And you know when this guy got a call, Alex?
Like, bring me some tap water. Yeah. Fluoride's good. I mean, no, it is.
This guy gets a call, magically, after the first plane hit, and it's not even known that it's a terrorist attack. Just a small plane has hit the World Trade Center. All of a sudden, this guy gets called, and he thought to himself, well, why is FEMA getting involved in an accident? He got called before the second plane even hit the tower.
Oh, come on. They're trying to fight Al-Qaeda, Jason.
Well, you know,
we got to get rid of the Bill of Rights, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's going to hit us.
You know, this guy goes into how he was in certain places in the building, such as one of the CIA command centers.
I just love America.
And the documents are mysteriously gone. The safes aren't there. It looks like they might have moved some documentation out beforehand. And he literally says he's got all this video that he can't even go and find all the anomalies himself. And he openly talks and alludes to not only the controlled demolition.
Well, he should immediately just load it all to YouTube channels.
Because mm-hmm.
He's saying they're after him. He's crazy if he doesn't put this out.
Yeah, I hope he's that technologically savvy. You think being a videographer for FEMA under an official capacity, this is yet another FEMA whistleblower.
We have all the firefighters and police and black boxes and bombs going off and firefighters going. It was molten metal like a slag heap. And
I can cut an article at a New York Newsday from 5 days after the attacks where Peter Bakersky, the head of FEMA in New York, cops to the fact that there are temperatures of 2,700 degrees at the World Trade Center.
Well, we don't have to believe him.
Doesn't exist.
We have the NASA photos.
Oh, I know. Oh, people tell me the NASA photos are doctored, and those are only heat surface temperatures, so they're not.
And Northwoods isn't real.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter if ABC News and Baltimore Sun report.
And Pataki and Giuliani didn't go on television and before the commission.
And the U.S. government didn't. You know, there's not a 2004 Army manual how to stage terror attacks.
No, none of it exists, Alex. It's all unicorns and fairy tales, apparently.
Well, all I know is Obama's balanced the budget, and the CIA, he said today, is not involved in Iran, and he says he's not hired one lobbyist, and he said he's not introduced any gun bills to restrict the Second Amendment. Doesn't matter if they're all public and are. I'm believing Obama, and I'm believing 9/11, and I'm believing it all because I am patriotic. And I think this bill that the feds are federalizing all water to take over everything is good. And I think it's good that they're trying to add more than 15 new vaccines to force us to take every year. And again, I just trust the government. And get out of here, Jason.
All right.
Jason Leback tonight, 9 to midnight. He is one sick person not agreeing with the government. Governments have never lied. They're the reason the sun shines and the grass grows. Remember.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
All right, I got a big news blitz coming up after I take your phone calls. I'm talking to Julio, Uni, Garrett, Cody, and Shammer. But that's it for calls. I got a few other stories I want to hit on. But first, some of the sponsors that have made today's transmission possible, I want to single them out and thank them. One of them is New Silver Solution. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from resistant strains of new deadly bacteria and viruses? I want you to go to SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new take on a silver compound. The Silver Solution is a natural antibiotic that has been clinically proven to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast effectively, and they have all that info on their site. It is a new technology and has proven to be a formidable weapon against the bio threats of today and tomorrow. Silver is an ancient antibiotic, folks, and antiviral. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. The new Silver Solution is patented and has been extensively tested with proven effectiveness and is non-toxic to both humans and animals. Click on the link to check out the uses of New Silver Solution Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. And then lastly here, I want to tell you about Survival Seed Bank. You can still put in a summer or fall garden, ladies and gentlemen. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims for example, when seeds have the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough proven pollinated seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are hand-picked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple seed banks today while you still can. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. You can always give Solutions from Science a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to get your hands on a couple of these great seeds. And last but not least, I had some of the new T-shirts in here. Punch up on Infowars.com for people. I really haven't announced this. We've got 20-something new shirts now. We're adding new shirts every week at Infowars.com, and we're selling these at really low prices, and it also supports our operation. We're trying to expand around here. But these are Come and Take It shirts about the Second Amendment. You'll definitely win friends and make enemies with. Yellow Culpepper flag, Don't Tread on Me, and Live Free or Die in the Fed shirts. So many others available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. There's the Evil Minuteman shirt, Evil Paul Revere on the front. Let them know we're not going to be cowed by them. They're trying to create a chilling effect so we won't stand up and be patriotic and let the folks know what real patriotism. Real patriotism is not Federal Reserve ruling us, offshore banks ruling us, communist bureaucrats ruling us for the bankers, SWAT teams raiding everybody, gun confiscation, secret lists where gun owners can't own guns. Freedom is private property, the Second Amendment, mom and apple pie, guns and ammo, and liberty and self-sufficiency in 1776. Freedom is not 1984. And so you got all these ridiculous T-shirts and trends and things out there and clothing lines that are and fake neocon stuff that's supposedly patriotic. We want to make these shirts, you know, a huge trend and buzz, and it's actually taken off like a rocket, like a Saturn rocket to the moon, baby. So keep pushing it. Everybody, wear your colors out there openly. They can't get us all. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. I love the Don't Be a Sucker Infowars.com shirt on the back and on the front. It's got Worst President Ever with a picture of George W. Bush and then Split Face beside it of Barack Obama until now. That's great to wake up liberals and conservatives. They'll be, what's that mean? Obama supporters will be, well, you don't like Bush, but you don't like Obama. And you can break their paradigm. And conservatives will go, you don't like Obama, but you don't like Bush either. Explain to me. And you can explain that it's all controlled. The Tyranny Response Team shirts are great. It's all available at Infowars.com. Okay. And there's yours truly wearing the Tyranny Response Team ball cap. Very handsome hat. I tell you, though, people bow down to law enforcement so much that it looks a little bit like a police raid shirt. But, you know, it's Tyranny Response Team, yellow on blue. And let me tell you, when I walk in a restaurant or something, even if they don't even know who I am, it's like, oh, yes, sir. Let me get your seat for you. Drink here fast enough. Because they're so brain dead, they don't know it's a Patriot shirt. They think you're a cop. And so I almost don't even wear this shirt out in public because I don't like people groveling to me. But certainly when you go to, like, protests and stuff, the cops see it and go, ooh, because everything is about coloring. Just like there'll be a beetle that has, like, the two eyes on its back. It's not really eyes, but it looks like eyes. Then birds are scared to eat it because it looks like big eyes, you know, or butterflies. That's why butterflies, it looks like two eyes. That's to scare birds because birds see eyes that are that big. That's a big animal. So a bird that's this big isn't going to attack something that's got eyes that are this big, because an animal that's got eyes that big would be about this big. See, those are the tricks of nature. Well, see, it's the same thing. cops see something in yellow and blue, they kind of go, it's one of us, it's a god. And then they go, well, it's tyranny response to you. What is that? Are you a god? Because you've got the coloration. Because everything's been dumbed down to that. I didn't realize what these tyranny response team shirts with Infowars.com would do. But they certainly shake everybody up. They're like, is that a god? And they actually think like Zeus is walking upon the earth and you're wearing god colors. And some cops will say, are you allowed to wear that? That's a god shirt. They had the same thing in England, ancient England. You couldn't wear the color purple or red. Those were royal colors. You're almost wearing a royal color, and it does get very upsetting to police. They're like, oh, he's wearing God color. You're allowed to wear yellow and blue. We're God level too now. You know, you can wear costumes. We can wear costumes. That's what headdresses and crowns are about. Ooh, it's the queen. That's what the police uniforms are about. We're better than you. Well, we can wear God uniforms too. See, it really shakes them up. Who's, you understand what I'm saying here? No, good, make sure. Just, who's sometimes just kind of going, huh? You're like, oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, I've had too much coffee today. Most days I drink like two cups. Sometimes I drink three or four, and they brought a big thing of Starbucks in today for some reason. And Starbucks is shouldn't be legal. I'll tell you that right now. All right, I'm going to shut up. Julio in Illinois, you are on the air, sir. Welcome.
Alex, thank you very much. Thank you for what you've been doing for the American people, waking me up and waking everybody up about these horrible people that are the real criminals in this country. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind today?
The media. I'm a junior at Western Illinois University. I'm a broadcasting major. Thank God I want to be a sports broadcaster and not a lying journalists like I see on TV nowadays, like Glenn Beck and all these people on MSNBC, Chris Matthews and all these people. What can like future journalists like myself, guerrilla news people, as you mentioned, can do to ask tough questions? What do you think we can do? And I recall a YouTube video, an interview you had with some guy who was going to do a website about putting up videos. Can you give us an update about that?
Well, yeah, Daryl Rundis is going to create another free service people to upload their videos to. I think You Do It News or something. I forget the exact name. We'll have them back on when it launches. But if I was you, I wouldn't wait. Do your sports broadcasting. That's fine. But on the side, even with a pseudonym, you know, a pen name, have your own blog and just do a little blurb every day, photo. People start linking to it. Have your own analysis. All of us start speaking, not just repeating what the mainstream media says. By there being more voices, that creates the real diversity of ideas and thought, not the fake diversity of what the New World Order says. You know, their diversity is believing what they say. It's not real diversity of ideas and thought and renaissance. So there's that going on. There's legal AM transmitters that with the right antenna, even on an apartment, will go out 2, 3, 4 miles. Start running internet radio over that so the audience is there, and then do a one-hour show whenever you feel like it. You're in rush hour. You might have 50 listeners. Wouldn't you stop in front of an audience of 50 people and give a speech? So micro FM, calling to talk radio. The best way to break into radio, I didn't have to do this, but a lot of people I know have listened to me and done it. You go buy an hour on a local AM or FM station. Just say, I want to cover the news from a libertarian perspective. Kind of, you know, use that term so it sounds somewhat mainstream but not too radical. Get on. Pay for it at first, $50, $100 an hour, whatever it is. Get a few sponsors, even if it's tiny, to pay for it, and plug your news blog. And then there are literally hundreds of people that I know now that have radio shows around the country who just did my idea. Very simple. Just do something. Don't wait. I mean, believe me. They may want you to have that degree to have some credentials to do sports broadcasting. The biggest thing you're going to do to break into sports broadcasting is with the local stations. Just have a good attitude, be there, you know, hang out with the people that are on it, try to become a sidekick on the shows. That's how you get on radio. There's always three or four guys in any radio office who've got all these degrees but are timid, and, you know, they're going to be taking the garbage out. So you just got to get on the air, do it, do it, do it. Also writing news copy, create a site where at first you just have commentary on sports and then interject some of your political stuff on the blog, like have a section on the blog that has that. A lot of different ways to do it. Anything else, Julio?
One more thing about these Bilderberg group. How can these guys literally think they can get away with all these crimes that they're doing. How come you don't see lawyers out there?
Well, they've gotten away with so much before, because power gets away with power until people finally fight it. I got to jump. Appreciate your call, Julio. Talk to you for hours. I could get to others. Uni, I believe I'm pronouncing that, in New York. You're on the air.
What's going on, Alex? How you doing, sir?
Good.
I had a question, because I haven't been watching your show for too long, but just to be brief, I've been incarcerated before in New York, right? And I hear, I know this is a Patriot show, but I wanted to ask you, because I've seen the show that you did with Amy Allen when, the guys you were talking about, some guys that beat her up or something.
Yes.
The question I wanted to know was, because I deal with, the hood, and, actually your name is big in my neighborhood and a lot of places in Brooklyn and everywhere else. But anyway, where do the gangbangers, the felons, and the so on, people trying to correct the mistakes that they've made fit into this whole picture?
Well,
are they just like the bad guys or
No. Absolutely not. I mean, people when they're young, that's why until you're 17, 18 previously, that was sealed.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of founding fathers and famous people that stole watermelons or beat up the neighbor or got caught running moonshine in the old days. And so that's why when you're young, you do stupid stuff. I mean, I was never a criminal, but I stole beer a few times out of golf carts and, I didn't really start fights, but I probably went overboard a few times, put people in the hospital. And so all of that got sealed. It's no secret. I never got in trouble for stealing beer a few times. I'm just telling that publicly. So none of us are perfect. Nowadays, you get caught stealing beer, you go away for, 10 years, and, they call you Al-Qaeda, and they're now trying to upload the juvenile records so people don't have any rights. But none of us are perfect. A lot of times you're with friends with BB guns walking down the railroad track and your friends start shooting people's cars with the BB guns and before you know it, the cops pull up, you barely get away. I wasn't out shooting people's cars with BB guns, but I was with kids doing it. And that's why the number one, parents need to keep their kids away from other bad kids and explain to your kids, look, you start seeing other kids doing something wrong, it's going to ruin your life. Just leave. So what if your friends are there and they're not going to call you a wimp? You say, I'm going home. But no, you're not bad. The government ships the drugs in, hoping you'll see all the bling, hoping you'll get caught selling them for them so they can put you in their private prison that's bought and paid for with laundered drug money. So they make money at every level of the scam. That's why these guys are master crooks, master architects of corruption. So, I don't pass judgment on anybody, sir. I mean, I've done plenty of bad things myself. I mean, I thought I was a tough guy when I was a teenager, that I'd put a few people in the hospital where they could never think straight again. That isn't something I'm proud of now, even if they started the, we all grow. That's why they want 18-year-olds for the military, because they're young, dumb, and full of you-know-what. And that's why we got to protect our youth and just hope they survive long enough to get wisdom. And so, no, I'm not in judgment here.
Okay, because I was locked up with a lot of rough guys, but you start seeing that they just made bad mistakes, and then I can't tell, because I heard the guy early on your show with the bike, the motorcycle gang thing, and, I look at it, because it's all relative, I know some dudes that's involved with gangs, they good people, but I don't know how to come at them, because if I'm saying, well, if you got locked up for gun possession or whatever, you'll never get a gun anyway.
No, that's bull. They deserve to have guns. It's a criminal system where they set up the society in Chicago and New York run by criminals. The higher ups get the lower levels to do their work for them. Then they take your Second Amendment away. But the whole, no, it's all ridiculous. Look, I don't care if somebody's been caught with a gun. That's the government being criminal, making normal behavior criminal. Okay, who I want is Donald Rumsfeld, who said the government's allowed to run child kidnapping rings and DynCorp can do it and nothing's going to be done. Those are the real criminals, the masterminds. Look, I appreciate your call. I got to start getting to this now or I never will. We're going to go to Garrett and Cody and Shamer if we have time. But I got to play this. Now, this is Glenn Beck doing his fake crime for Esquire. Or is it GQ? I forget. Is it GQ or Esquire? Point is, they shot video of it. He knew they were shooting it, of him doing fake crying. Now, he does the exact same fake crying almost every night when he says, I love America, we've got to arrest the 9/11 truthers. They're with Al-Qaeda. And he goes, so I just wanted to show you this because it's fake. and everything, and he knows he's in the cover of magazines known for crying and his fakeness. He's meant to make conservatives and libertarians look bad at the same time. Here he is making himself cry. But then he's also meant to sucker in a lot of conservatives and people to believe he's good so he can then stab them in the back and say the FEMA camps aren't real. Go ahead and fade the audio up on this.
Instant sadness.
And here he is posing for the cover of a magazine as if he's crying. Yeah, it was GQ. I got the two mixed up.
Try to keep your eyes open. I know it's probably like impossible.
Now, when he's on his show, he's laughing at his viewers staging the crying.
You even got a new runny nose.
No, it's running down my eye.
Oh.
Okay, so there he is being faked there. It's all a big joke to him that he's conning everybody and getting $50 million. Now, let's go ahead and go to the other video. And I'm going after this guy because he's a complete phony. I mean, if you're with the New World Order and attacking us, that's fine. Just admit who you are. Him, he's saying he's with us. Now, this is him on Fox. Go right to the part where he's going, I just love America. I'm sad. And he's not really crying. It's fake. Here it is. Oh, we don't have it yet? Here it is. Because all day I've been wanting to play this. Here we go. All right, we'll just come back after the break and play it because that's not the part there. Can we get two computers in there so we can switch back and forth? Because I know we got the worst internet in America in this office. When we come back, we'll try to play it for it. We'll see if we can. All right. It's not my IT people's fault either. The place we chose said they had cable modems and everything. They don't. So all we have is T1s. And I guess T1s are like today's dial-up or something. All right, I'm Alex Jones. Final segment straight ahead. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not perfect. But at least I'm for real, and I'm fighting tyranny, and I get to know all you people. So I salute all of you out there that love freedom. Crank it up, baby!
I'm what's right. I'm
absolutely. Man, there's all this news, but I want to take a few final phone calls, too. Son of Shaw says protesters could speak and lead to nuclear war. He definitely wants a coup. Vaccinate Canadians under 40, natives first. They say Canada's preparing to forcibly inoculate the entire population. That's out of the National Post. Mainstream news is admitting that polar bears can swim and their numbers are actually up. It's all lies. Usually the media shows these photos and says, look, it's drowning when they hunt out on the ice floes. But finishing up with Glenn Beck. Okay, we have the clips now. I showed you footage of him putting stuff in his eyes to fake cry. But that's for a photo shoot. But it's the same stuff over the top on TV. I just love America. We got to arrest the people, the 9/11 truthers. They're all, oh God, I'm scared. Let me have a CIA operative on. What do we do about these Americans? Ban their free speech. I agree. It's how we defend America. I'm Glenn Beck. And he's meant to make all conservatives and libertarians look stupid. He's meant to discredit anti-New World Order to the liberals, while at the same time telling the right wing, oh, I'm going to look into the camps. I think they're real. And then, oh, I'm sorry. I promise. I just want to tell you the truth. They're not real. It's all lies. The government cares. Now, they are building some for emergencies, but those are good. I'm your friend. And he does it. It's like a sick joke on everyone. It's some kind of psyop, folks. Go ahead and cut to him. This is him doing fake crying on TV. Here it is.
Have gathered. We're even going to join some people in the hills of Hollywood, California. Yes, believe it or not, my producer Stu. No matter where you are right now, the message is clear. You are not alone. I'm going to show you how an idea that started with a single phone call on my radio show has grown into something that millions are now participating in. But the show isn't about me. It's not about the president. It's not about parties or politics or anything else. It is about proving that the real power to change America's course still resides with you. You are the secret. You're the answer.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I just love my country. And I fear for it. It seems like the voices of our leaders and special interests.
That's
media,
enough. Yeah, like Fox News special interests telling us all global warming's real. You mean those bastards? The Wall Street Journal telling us it's all real. They've got a chemtrail us to keep us safe. You mean this? We're out of time for calls. For those that are holding, Garrett, Cody, and Shammer, you can call back tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. Go back. Let's go out, though, with the video of him admittedly fake crying. It's the exact same thing. This CIA operative, it's all a big joke to him. They get off on the fact that you're gullible. Stop being gullible. You know what you do? You know you're good. You know you're pro-liberty, anti-New World Order. You activate. You take action. I don't care if it's a newsletter to 10 of your neighbors that you met, that you write up a few articles you think's important every month. Hey, Bob, got a newsletter I'm doing. I want to give it to you. Tell me what you think of it. Oh, look, there he is. Oh. Practicing crying for his slaves. He's here to Judas goat the resistance to the New World Order and slit our throats, get our confidence, and then discredit us. Oh, it's sad sometimes. Great job, crew. Great job, everybody at Genesis. Great job, AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, Internet, Satellite, everybody. Keep spreading the word about the show, the real resistance, not the weird, disgusting, counterfeit Glenn Beck. Tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv and the free podcast, now downloaded by over 155,000 people a day at Infowars.com. Absolutely free. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back tomorrow, 11 to 3. Retransmission starts now, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.